Aldergrove's popular alpaca farm has added some new unique fluffy friends to its animal family. Kensington Prairie Farm is now the proud home of three camels, said Dee Milton, farmer and granddaughter of the owners. Milton and her grandmother have always been interested in adding camels to the farm but knew they needed to learn more first. The owners had contacted us, knowing we were interested, but we still felt that there was a lot to learn before we would be able to take responsible care of the animals, Milton explained. So we declined the sale. But that missed opportunity sparked renewed interest, so Milton and her grandmother began researching and spoke with other camel owners and their veterinarian. Over time, we became even more fascinated with these gentle beasts. When the owner informed Milton that the camels were going to auction, the grandmother and granddaughter team sprung into action to bid to win. Anything can happen to an animal at an auction, and we felt an overwhelming sense that these animals belong here on our farm in Aldergrove, Milton shared. They set an alarm, and through a lot of determination they were successful and won all three camels. The oldest camel is 25-year-old Jethro, a retired circus legend who has been through a lot in his lifetime. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Kensington Prairie Farm, at Kensington Prairie Farm. Male camels like Jethro are naturally strong and can live up to 40 or 50 years. But life in a circus can be particularly tough. Now that Jethro is here on the farm, he'll live out his days in peace, surrounded by open spaces and the companionship he deserves, Milton said. The two other camels are Jasmine, 6, and Jamal, 8, who are partners. Jasmine is also believed to be pregnant. Milton said caring for camels is significantly different than alpaca care, particularly when managing males. Camels require large amounts of water and food, but less often. They need more space to roam, and the bulls, males, require electric fencing due to their size and strength, she explained. They also have specific needs, including susceptibility to certain diseases and more complex nutritional requirements, whereas alpacas need routine preventative care but face fewer health risks. Camels don't require annual shearing either, although they do shed naturally. Our camels are halter-trained, just like our alpacas. They're larger animals and require attentive and careful farming, but are lovable all the same, Milton commented. Guests to the farm can feed the camels with a $3 coupon in addition to general admission. Kensington is open Friday from noon to 5 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m.